I'm Patty Mercado. I'm one of your ministers here, and I'm here today to be with you while Dr. Heather is in Canada with her family. So we send you love, Heather, and know that all is well up there in the cold land. So we have candles here today to remind us of that light, the season of the light, and the light that's within. And you know, my feeling is that every time we witness the divine, whether it's hearing it or seeing it or feeling it, that candle is illumined. That candle that we are, that the divine in us is, and that is being lit in the world. So every time we feel that today, every time we experience a glimmer today, we're going to light another candle. Because that's what's happening within us. So, Debbie, thank you for being our first candle. I don't know. Was I the only one? Did y'all feel it? So the power in that is recognizing the divine. That's our job, right? To see it, to know it, to feel it, to remember it, to come back to it again and again and again and again and again. True? That's why we're here. That's what we're doing. Yeah, and isn't it great that we get to do this today on the last Sunday of the year together? So woohoo that we're here and that we get to celebrate this day and complete this year together in such a great way. So conscious communion. I was raised in the Catholic faith and tradition, and so for me, communion was a really sacred and special activity, and it was something that I earned. You know, I went to my classes and did all of the work so that I could receive Holy Communion, and it was this big deal for me as a child to see all the adults and all the other older kids who were able to go walk that path. And you walk out of your pew and you would walk up to the front and you would receive the body of Christ. You would have this communion with the divine. And it seemed so special. And it appeared to me in my childhood that was how I received communion. And I love that, but what I've come to learn is that communion doesn't just happen for me as a Catholic child walking that beautiful sacred path up to the priest and accepting it. Communion happens for me now, today, in all of the nuances and in all of the little moments of my life where I see the divine, where I make a connection with the Holy Spirit, where I recognize and know that God is all there is. It's a beautiful thing. So your union with God implies a union with all life. Easy to say, right? A union with all living things, people, animals, plants, the planet, with all life, a union with all life. So if it's a union with all life, then that means that everything is included, right? Everything is included. Who just spent any time with your relatives? Anybody have to pause and go, oh yeah. I wasn't the only one, I'm sure. And yet there were blissful moments of connection. And again, my family reminded me that we're all connected. My light expands. Your light expands and is illumined as we remember our unity with life. as we remember. And so how do we remember it? What do we do to remember our unity with life? Well, for me, it is not necessarily in the moment that I can pause and go, oh, wait, I'm a religious scientist, and I'm supposed to be remembering my unity with all life, and we're one. No, for me, it doesn't really happen that way, even though sometimes there's this little thing in the back of my head that's trying to make itself heard. But what works better for me and what I offer to all of us is to spend time in communion with the divine on a regular, sacred, set aside time so that when those moments come and I'm with someone, maybe a family member, but since we're all family, it's a family member, then I can stand in my truth and I can remember who I am and whose I am and why I am and where I am and allow that light to light my way so that I have more moments of connection, so that my moments with my family are filled with bliss and sweetness and the things that movies and books talk about. I want that connection with life. And so our union with all of life doesn't mean that those people that are closest to us, our family, our spouses, our immediate loved ones, that we love them any less. I know this and you know this. It simply means that we have more love for all of humanity. Because when I say I love you, you. And when I say I love you, I love you. And it doesn't mean that I love Fred any less. Y'all know Fred, my husband, my beloved. When I say I love you to you, it doesn't mean I love him any less, does it? You guys know that, right? Does Fred know that? He knows that. Wait, that's really cool. That is really cool when I know that my love, which is God's love, is big enough and encompasses everything and everyone, all life. Not some life, not sometimes, all life, all the time. Yeah, baby. So, we want to find and commune with that center. And we find different ways to do that. So maybe it's in nature. Maybe it's in meditation, either by ourselves or in group meditation. Maybe it's in song. Maybe it's in reading sacred texts. Maybe it's in prayer. Maybe you have your own beautiful ritual each morning to go to that center and anchor it in. Do you? Anybody got one? You don't have to say it out loud. Just kind of nod and show me you're awake. I know you are. When we have that dedicated spiritual practice that allows us to anchor into our center, you know what it does, right? I'll share with you what it does. When we have that dedicated practice, it centers us in such a way that we can go out into the world and be that light that we are. Now, if it helps you to sit in a particular way, do that. If it helps you to light a candle or have a gateway, do that. If it helps you to use particular words, do that. But it really doesn't matter. What matters is that we are finding that center, and guess what? Only we can find it. It's ours to find. It's only it's personal to each of us. The divine potential lives within all of us, and it is personally expressed and experienced by each of us. So each of us finds that center within our own. And it is not up to me to convince you of this. It is up to each of us to convince ourselves of this. Ha. Huh. We have that responsibility in life to convince ourselves of these principles, these truths, which we know here to be true. It only can come here by means of us. That's the good news. And there's more good news. And it's brought to us by Rumi. Are you guys familiar with Rumi? 14th century poet, exquisite. Mind that brought us such wisdom, such as Rumi says, your task is not to seek for love, but to find all of the barriers within ourselves and release those. That's paraphrased. But basically, it's not for us to seek love, but for us to find that which is within us that is blocking that love. That's more good news. So there's nothing to happen out there. The only place for the work to occur is right here. More good news, right? We don't have to worry about how they're doing it. We don't have to worry about how our family's doing it. We don't have to worry about how anybody else is doing it. We just get to take care of right here. Ah, that's the good news. That's really good news. Because then we can let go of thinking about how everybody else is doing their job of proving the principle to themselves. Rumi also reminds us that the bridge between love is the bridge between you and everything. That means whenever there's anything going on that we're curious about or we're considering, what could be going on here? That's not usually the way I say it. I say, what the heck? Well then, if I can remind myself that love is the bridge, then all I have to do is step onto the bridge of love. Sometimes easier said than done, which is why we go back to our communion with the divine. Our communion with the divine. Oops, wrong one. This one. Someone tell me something in your life that is lighting your life for you right now. When we bring our awareness to that, what happens? What happened when you said that out loud? It was like that, wasn't it? Does someone else want to play? Go ahead. Oh, how wonderful. Okay, you don't have to be shy. We'll all do it together at one time. So if it's hard to think of something that you're really happy and joyful about, anybody still need an idea?
You.
Anybody, everybody got, thank you, darling. Everybody have a good idea of something? There is no bigger, smaller, thinking makes it so, but we're going to illumine the room, and we're all going to say it out loud, okay? You ready? One, two, three. Say it out loud, being with you. All right. Wait a minute. Did you feel it? Did you feel it? Thank you for answering. I actually saw it too. So, you know, there's this beautiful thing that happens as we recognize our oneness with life, as we commune with the divine within. We light up. We take our light. We run with our light into the dark corners of the world. But not only that, we run with the light into the dark corners and crevices of our own mind. Oh, that is a beautiful thing. That is a really beautiful thing. And so, we've spent this year exploring the idea of 365 days of richer living. We have something like 4 days left. And then we move into this next great adventure of 2016. And so, if you know me, you know I'm really interested in the idea of completion and the idea of what that means and how we complete each moment actually sets us forward into the next, and how we complete the day prepares us for how we enter into the next day, and how we complete a project prepares us for how we enter into what's next for us. How we complete this year moves us with grace and ease and beauty and joy into the coming year. Anyone interested in that?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Always. And so I was inspired by Dr. Ernest Holmes in our book from this month, This Thing Called You, where we get to learn all about this thing called you. And he reminds us, each autumn brings its harvest, yet it never leaves you with a thought of finality. There will always be a new planting, new blossoms and new fruits, new seed times and new harvests. It makes no difference what your harvest may have been last year. Today, you can create a new future if you have the faith to believe that you can. He says, and these are his words, plant then new hopes and aspirations. The Lord of the harvest will permit you to reap what you have sown. And so he reminds me that no matter what has gone on this year, what it's looked like, how we've named it, good or bad, happy or sad, that's our harvest for this year. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes if you want to. It's really just so that we're not distracted. If you're good with your eyes open, that's good too. And so recognizing that there is a beautiful activity called acknowledgement and awareness that occurs when we simply allow things to be the way they are, simply allow that which has occurred to be the harvest, the fruit of the thought. And so let's just scroll back in time to the beginning of 2015 and allow your memory to recall what you were doing in January, where you were, who you were with. And what we're doing is we're inviting in our awareness, simply acknowledging the harvest, simply acknowledging what life has revealed. and allow yourself to move through the year and notice and call to mind moments, glimmers, disappointments, challenges, and notice that intermingled with all of those are moments of bliss, truth, wholeness, inspiration, creativity. There is not any distinction. There is simply the revelation of the divine made evident in our lives. And so as we allow those ideas, those remembrance, those memories, the remembering of this past year to come up, know that that harvest still is revealing its good. Those seeds that are about to be planted for the new year are seeds that come from the wisdom that we have gained in 2015. Maybe there was an insight of truth, of wholeness. Maybe the insight was a connection. Maybe it was a blossoming of an idea. When we allow that which has occurred to be, and we stop fighting it, wishing it was different, trying to change it, and trust that a new harvest will be born, and it will be born from our conscious intention. And so this harvest, this year that has brought so much to each of us, so much love, new life, transition of life. This year has been a year of great beauty, has been a year of great love, has been a year of disappointment and sadness, has been a year of learning and growing, of transitioning. And so when allow that to be fully fleshed out. Don't leave anything behind because it was too sad or too painful. Simply allow it to come up to the surface. Or maybe don't leave it behind because you want to hoard that good. You want to save it. Bring it all in. Bring it all in. Bring it all in and place it on the altar of love. Place it on the altar of truth, of wholeness, of oneness. Recognizing and knowing that life is eternal. And that as we move from one moment to the next moment, from one thought to the next thought, from one experience to the next experience, we are living in communion with the divine. It is not something we need to go find. It is not something to coerce. It is not something to command or demand. It is simply something to make welcome. And so I invite us to bring our hands to our heart. Bless. Give thanks. See with the eyes of love all that has gone on in this year. All that is yet to reveal its good. all that is continuing to bring greater light into our lives. So I invite you to let that be your anchor, to cherish who you are, to open your eyes and look about and see the presence of the divine. It is everywhere present. And we, through our conscious intention to commune with love, experience it. We plant the seeds. We plant the seeds. We tend our garden. We allow spirit to do its good work. It grows it, do we? We plant the seed. God within doeth the work, and all is well. Okay, well, I feel like we kind of did a prayer, but we're going to anchor it all in prayer. And so what I know is true is that with my eyes wide open, my heart wide open, my arms wide open, I invite spirit in. I know that as I speak this word for myself, I speak it for each and every one of us, that there is a power for good in the universe and it is using me. I know that as I commune with that sacred activity of love, as I get to know it, as I allow it to have its way, I am the expression of divine love. I know that as I know this for myself, it is easy and effortless to see it as the truth of all life. And there is a communion of love amongst all. I know that this love knows all, is all, encompasses all. And so I give all to it. I surrender, which means I give myself fully to the activity of love. And so this love is what I give praise and thanks for. This love that is God, that is me, that is you, that is us, that is all, that is everything. I give thanks for love. I trust it. I love it. And I know it is already expressing perfectly for each one of us. Always and forevermore. And so it is.